What's up, fam? Welcome to another episode of Ray Bridging Humans. It's the place where the people get to hear you and the world get to see it. What's up, family? What's up, y'all? Yes. It is another day, another episode of Ray Bridging Humans. And I'm so happy to, as always, I'm so happy to be here and I'm so grateful, y'all. I'm in a really, really, really good place. I'm in a great place. And I think I know that I am in the place that I'm in now because I have truly managed my expectations on what I expect from myself, what I expect out of the world, what I expect from other people, even when it comes down to me being a part of disagreements with people, even me being in tough spaces with people. I've truly managed my expectations and what I truly expect out of people and also out of myself. So kudos to me. And I know I tried to pat myself on the back. Yeah, I hit myself in the head. But I'm in a great place. And I think it's so important for us to all manage and really evaluate what we expect and how we look at things in life. So your boy's in a good place, y'all. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm excited because I'm at 95 subscribers. I'm at 95 subscribers. And I know to some people that may not be a lot, but that means so, so much to me. So thank you to all of my subscribers. If you subscribe to this podcast, thank you. If this is your first time watching this podcast, it only take a few seconds for you to literally subscribe. And actually also not only subscribe, but tell a friend, share this episode with a friend. But thank y'all so much for being here. Coming off of a great weekend, we had a session with the boys yesterday. Shout out to Help and Inspire Me and y'all. I love to see the organization growing and the passion and the energy from the boys is second to none. I mean, they love the organization and they love getting together. And I tell the team all the time, man, the boys beat us there most of the time. They beat us there most of the time. And so, yeah, that was good. Also, what else I do this weekend? I trained. I trained for the St. Jude. You know, St. Jude, I always run the half marathon. So that's coming up in December. So I did some training this weekend and also lifted some weights. I've been kind of, you know, lifting heavy in the gym, trying to, you know, continue to get my body tight, get it right. I had a eventful weekend. Went to one of my favorite restaurants yesterday. We went to one of my favorite restaurants, and last night I love Stony River. I love Stony River. So I went there last night, got me an old double stack cheeseburger. I get steak and stuff from there all the time too, but I was in like a burger type mood last night. So I wanted a burger, and I haven't been eating. I love French fries, so I haven't been eating like French fries like I normally do, like I used to, because I'm really, really, and you're here in this episode, actually, me continuing to clean up my diet. And so I had me a whole trough of French fries last night, and it was so, so good. It was so good. So, yeah, I had a pretty good weekend outside of work, outside of doing that. I went to a play this weekend. I saw a friend of mine, Nick Weaver. He was in Little Shop of Horror. That was a pretty good play. I had a good time with that. But overall, I had a great weekend. What about you? What kind of weekend did you have? Did you have a good weekend? And like I said, now when people ask me how I'm doing, like I truly I'm honest with them. I tell them I'm well. I'm truly well. And I would say more often than not now, I truly manage expectations. You know, I do not walk around feeling like I can control what anybody. I remind myself of that daily, like, Raymond, you cannot control how anybody feel, how they respond to you. You can't control that. You know, people are going to respond where they are. It was so funny. This evening I was coming home, And for the, I know most of you know, I live downtown Memphis. And so outside of my building, it was a young lady standing on the corner. She was talking real loud on the cell phone, talking real loud. And so I passed by her. I was coming in my gate, and it was two little boys right near my gate. They weren't standing in the drive of my gate, but they were standing right next to the drive of my gate. And so when I knew I wasn't going to hit the kids. When I swung in to turn in my gate to put my swipe my little fob, I heard somebody hollering in the background, and she was like, "You're going to run my kids over, and you're going to run them little boys over." And I said, "Oh, ma'am, I'm not going to run your kids over. That vehicle big. That's a big vehicle. Ma'am, I'm not going to run your kids over." And she started walking toward my way. And so I just kind of, I said, "Ma'am, I promise you, I love little black boys. I am not going to run your children over. I promise I'm not going to run the boys over. I can't tell them." And so I was not going to argue with her. I was not going to get loud with her. I was talking like I'm talking now, and I instantly, reminded myself in that moment, Remy, you truly cannot, you can't gauge how people respond to you. I don't know what kind of day that lady had. Clearly, they was waiting on a ride, and she was looking for her ride, and her and the kids were waiting on their ride, but she was standing far off from where I was. So from her angle, she literally could have thought I was running or trying to, or going to hit her kids, but I wasn't finna hit her kids, y'all. But I said, I let you say, man, I didn't let that move me, because I truly managed my expectations. So yeah, I'm going to jump off into the episode. Of course, I'm here by myself today. I don't have a guest today because I want to do a little teaching. I want to do a little teaching today, and I want to talk about self-confidence. The title of this episode is Stand Tall, Cultivating Self-Confidence, and knowing what that looks like, understanding what that looks like, knowing that we all desire, and we all need the courage to be confident. And how I define confidence, confidence is just simply the willingness to try. That's what confidence is. And a lot of times if we're not trying, a lot of times if we're not making moves or trying to do something outside of our norm, it's almost like we feel stuck. Almost like we get stuck, and I want to talk about those things on this episode and cultivating self-confidence. Now, just take a moment, think about how confident are you? I mean, are you truly a confident person? If I was to ask the people that know you, will they say, "Oh man, yeah, Keisha confident. Oh yeah, yeah, John, he confident." Like, are you a confident person? And I like to think I am a confident person, and as I go over, I'm going to go over like four major tools for me dealing with confidence and being able to walk and cultivate how I cultivated my own confidence and how I continue to cultivate my confidence. And you can actually use these tools in your life too. When I do episodes like this, y'all, this is actually a piece of my life coaching. This is a piece of my transformation coaching. I love to watch people transform into the best versions of themselves. I love to walk with people on this journey. And so I love to do episodes like this from time to time. I'm getting into the thick of interviewing people. I love interviewing people. I got a whole lot of great episodes to come. I cannot wait to show them. But I also know that it's equally important for me to put my coaching in. I'm going to talk my stuff. I'm going to talk my ish. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. This is Ray Bridging Human's Podcast. Like and subscribe. This is Ray Bridging Human Podcast. But thank y'all so much for being here. But I'm just going to jump off into it. Cultivating self-confidence, standing tall. And I try to make it a habit myself that whenever I'm walking in a room, I stand tall. I make sure I have a confident look on my face. I'm looking up. I'm looking straight. And I got my walk. I'm going to walk in a room. And I'm going to walk in a room. And I'm going to own my presence. And I'm going to make sure that, I'm not going to do too much to over-pronounce myself or over-introduce myself to the room. But I'm going to walk in. You're going to see me. And because walk a fine line of confidence because I know what I used to be and where I used to be, and I no longer want to go back there. And where I was a place of, you know, I lacked confidence. I lacked self-confidence. It wasn't as high as it is now that I'm more self-aware and I'm more in tune with what's going on with Raymond's life. And I encourage you today, I encourage you right now to continue to get in tune with you. Get in tune with you. And it's like I taught today at an organization for kids, and I told the kids, you gotta be first. You have to be first. If you don't take care of you first, there's no way you can take care of everybody else. Ain't no way. I mean, because it's gonna be half cocked, it's gonna be half ripped. If you try to take care of everybody but you. And so many of us, so many of us are pouring from an empty cup. And I got this almost empty cup of Smart Water right here intentionally because a lot of times we overextend ourselves and we try and pour. Literally, if I was to pour all this out, a lot of us only have this much in us, this much energy to give people, this much time to give people, this much like strength to give people. But we try and pour like we got this much in our cups and we only have this much. And then we operate from a deficit. We operate from a deficit when we go into trying to pour and trying to give. And the reason why we're not moving effectively because we're pouring from an empty cup. I love that example, y'all. But are you overall confident? Are you a confident person? Think about it. Just take them and give you a second. Yeah. For real. Are you a confident person? Do you feel like you operate in confidence? How are you showing up? How are you showing up for you? For you, not for everybody else. Before we can get to the family, not for the family. Before we can get to your friends, before we can get to your work, your career, before we can get to ministry, before we can get to meeting somebody in a romantic relationship, how are you showing up for you? And I think we work so hard as a society and as a culture to make sure we're looking a certain way for others. We're looking a certain way for our family. We're showing up a certain way for our friends. We're showing up a certain way romantically in our relationships. We're making sure we're looking a certain way when we show up for ministry, when we show up for work, when we show up for our careers. Like even when we go out or we're going out kicking it with our folk, we're making sure we're showing up for everybody but not ourselves. And self-awareness has so much to do with how I'm treating me, because if I am not treating me with the utmost, I cannot give the utmost. If I'm not giving Raymond the utmost, Raymond cannot give you the utmost. And so I try and start my day with it every daily. I try and start my day with intentions. I make sure I set my intentions. So outside of my prayer life is strong. I love the Creator. I love God. But I also set my intentions for the day, how I want to operate and perform. That way I know my awareness is on 10, and that way I know I'm intently showing up for the people that I need to show up for, or I'm intently giving what I need to give in a day that I need to give. So think about that, y'all. But also, but like I said, this will be one of those self-evaluation episodes, and really taking a dive into our confidence and having the courage to actually walk into it and not be stuck. Having the courage to stand tall. When I say stand tall, I mean walk in a room. When I say walk in a room, you know what it means. When you walk in a room, yeah, you giving when you walk in a room. So making sure you're standing tall. And so I want to just kind of start there. I want to start here when I talk about confidence. And not being confident, of course, like I said, it's stuck. And a lot of us are so stuck sometimes. Think about it for real. Think about it. We get stuck in relationships. We get stuck in jobs we don't want anymore. We get stuck in bad health. We get stuck doing toxic habits on our own. We get stuck because we lack confidence to move. And it's so critical that we build our self-confidence. You say, Ray, how can I build? How can I cultivate my self-confidence? How can I put myself in a position to where I'm not staying in a relationship that I don't need to be in anymore? How can I put myself in a position where I'm not staying in a job I don't even want anymore? How can I put myself in a position to move out of bad health, bring my levels down, bring my cholesterol down, bring my blood pressure down, bring my A1C down? How can I move into spaces of my own personal life to where I can cultivate these things? I'm glad you asked. Let's stand tall. Let's stand tall. I have four steps that I know personally helped me, but not only did it help me, I want to share it with you to help you, but I have a four-step method into moving into cultivating your self-confidence. The first one I have, learn from your failures and setbacks. I just made some content over this past Friday. Every Friday, I do Grow With Me Fridays, and I do that every single Friday. I do content to grow with me because we all need spaces and places to grow. So, and things we need to grow from and grow to. So I did something this past Friday about failures. And my first step I do, and this is work. This is part of doing the work, y'all, but learning from failures and setbacks, y'all. Failures is simply the opportunity to start over, with knowledge. If you don't meet a mark or something happens to where you don't meet that place or that space where you need to in doing something, you fail. We all fail. And failure is such an intricate part of life because I will argue that most times in most situations in our lives, we don't fully learn until we fail. Because it's something we need to get. It's something we need to perfect. It's something we need to make better. And so learning from failures and setbacks, y'all, is so, so important, y'all. It's important not to let your mistakes define you. It's important not to wear your mistakes. Instead of leaning into the bad, take the time and focus on the lessons. And it's difficult. It's hard, y'all. When we make mistakes, when we fall short, when we don't meet the mark, if we don't take the time to let that stuff off of us, over time it builds up. It builds up, and then we start to wear our mistake. We start to look at ourselves as the mistake. We start to look at ourselves as the failure and not making a failure. And we have to know the difference between looking at the failure and not becoming a failure. And I shared over the weekend with the kids that helped inspire me and y'all. I just recently retired my real estate license. That was a really, really hard thing. I've been a realtor since 2005. I just retired my license this year, 2024. So you do the math. I've been a realtor for a long time. But I shared with the boys, I took my real estate exam three times before I passed it. And after the second time, I had to wait a few months before I took it again. And so I was so hard on myself. But I didn't give up. I learned from my failures. I went back and I read the things I needed to read to tighten up on the things I needed to tighten up on. And that third time, I passed it. And because of that, I had a great, great, successful real estate career. And hopefully in my later life, I know I'll pick it back. I'm not going to just leave it like that. I'll pick it back up. But I'm so, so, so excited. I'm so happy to be where I am now with that. But if I had not gone back and tried to take that test again, y'all, I would have allowed the failure to become me. What have you failed at? What have you gone through? What have you made the mistake, and what have you failed at and not went back to try again? You got to try again. You got to reach again. You got to go again. You got to try to do it again, because if you don't do it again, you'll never know how far you can go. And I know somebody needs to hear this, like for real. Do not give up and stop and take failure for an answer. Don't stop and let your mistake captivate your mind and feel like you are a mistake. No, you made a mistake. You are not the mistake. So number one, learning from failures and setbacks, y'all, is hard. It's hard. I'll tell y'all one more story. I remember when, now the first shop, the first barber shop I had was Razor Shop. Shout out to Razor Shop and everybody who entered in and out of Razor Shop doors. So I remember we wanted a red shop. And so I really didn't have a lot of experience with painting. I didn't have a lot of experience with any of that. I just was a young 26-year-old man wanting to have my own barbershop, but I wanted a red barbershop. So I went to Home Depot, and I was trying to be cheap, so I bought a whole lot of red paint, and I didn't buy with the primer in it. I didn't buy the paint with the primer. I was real cheap, so I don't know how many buckets of red paint I bought, but I spent so much money on that red paint, and I made a lot of mistakes putting things in that shop, but I learned when I opened up Tailored that I didn't have to do half the things that I did to open up the first barber shop because I learned from my mistakes. They were bought mistakes. Now, some mistakes are very bought. We do buy mistakes, and we pay for mistakes. But if you don't get the lesson from it, you'll continue to go through the mistake. So get your lesson and from the setback. How y'all liking this so far? Is it cool? I hope it's cool for you. I want to go on to the next one. The second way for me to cultivating self-confidence, that's embracing discomfort and taking risks. We have to embrace the discomfort and take risks. That's another piece. That's another moving piece in moving us from being stagnant into moving into the more confident selves of us, the more confident selves we want to achieve. Embracing discomfort, taking risks. Some of us, y'all, are so comfortable. We're so comfortable. Now, routine is cool. Routine is pretty cool because you know what the outcome going to be. But how are you stretching with routine? Where are you stretching yourself in your life if you're going to do everything routine? You have to embrace what's uncomfortable. You have to take risks. If we never take risks, y'all, we'll always be in the same place. We'll always be in the same space. We'll always have the same predicament. We'll know where we're going to be because we're used to doing it. But, y'all, we have to take risks. It's a quote I love by T.S. Eliot. It says, only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. And that is so real. There's no way you will know and understand how far you can go if you don't try. Confidence is the willingness to try. You see what I'm saying? I hope y'all are getting it, because if we refuse to stay stuck and just try, because guess what? If you try, you may fail. If you try, you may trip up, but they cannot say you didn't try. You will know what you need to do the next time you go to do it. You'll know how you need to move the next time you try, but you have to learn to take risk. When was the last time you took a risk at something? I'm talking about for real. Like some of us, I know we want to be safe. All of us want to be safe, but we have to take risk, y'all. We will never, ever grow if we do not take risk. And I want to share this right here, because I was going to share this point on my next point on number three, but I'm gonna go ahead and share it on number two. Taking risks, y'all. This podcast was such a risk for me, buying this equipment, coming up with content, finding guests, editing the shows, finding cool ways to get people to watch, constantly asking people to subscribe. I tell people that I speak with all the time, like, this is really, really a risk, because at first I was just making content, just putting stuff out, but now I'm putting stuff out in detail. You've seen so much more of my life because I took the risk to go ahead and start this podcast, because ultimately I am going to be a motivational speaker. My goal is to be one of the top thought leaders in this world. That's my goal. And that's a big dream. And that's a big goal. And I'm starting here with Ray Bridging Humans. I'm going to be one of the top thought leaders. You heard me say this here. I'm going to be one of the top thought leaders, but taking the risk and putting something out on a weekly basis for people to consume, Y'all, that's a lot. And I'm going to be real with y'all. When I decided to go ahead and do the podcast and take the risk, I really didn't weigh all that out and the cost of that. But y'all, but on the flip side, because I took the risk, because I embraced the discomfort with me sharing like my life and all of my, and giving all my cards on this podcast, talking about my story, my journey, the parts that I was ashamed of. I knew all of that came with me taking a risk with doing the podcast, y'all, because I know that I needed to do that to move forward. There's no way you can grow if you don't take a risk. But you gotta move. You see what I'm saying? You have to move. And cultivating your confidence is movement. And it's the willingness to try. I will repeat and repeat and repeat myself constantly with this, y'all. It's the willingness to try, y'all. We have to. We have to. So that's two. Learning from failures and setbacks. So one, listen, one is learning from failures and setbacks. Two, embracing discomfort and taking the risk. And the third one, how often are you developing your skills? You got to develop skills. You got to develop your skills. Y'all, what are you good at? What have you mastered as a skill? Mastering our skills is a great way to boost our confidence. And all some of us do is go to our 9-to-5s every day. We get up, go to our 9-to-5, get that same paycheck at the end of the week, pay those same bills, have that same money left over, mad, upset, frustrated because we got less and less money left over after we pay all our bills. But y'all, how much time, I want you to answer this for yourself, how much time are you spending during the week preparing and working on your skill? Working on what you know you're good at. How much time are you giving yourself to hone in on the skills that you have, your God-given talents, the things that God gave you? How often are you practicing those things? How often are you sharpening that? Think about that, y'all. There's no way we can be the most successful in our highest and best selves and being confident if we do not sharpen our skills. So that's why I was going to talk about the podcast here. But I'm gonna flip, and I want to talk about the St. Jude race. I want to talk about that race, y'all. I am working my way up to do the full marathon, because the full marathon is 26.2, but the half marathon is 13.1. Y'all, like, I have to have like 5-10 mile training days to train for that. And a part of my growth, a part of the movement that I'm on now, has a lot to do with me yearly pushing myself to do the St. Jude Half Marathon. And one fact, I love to go to Lake Michigan in Chicago, and I love to train on Lake Michigan when I'm training for the marathon. Number one, it's cold. Number two, it's windy. And number three, it's beautiful. But I push my body to the limits when I go and train up there in Chicago for the marathon, because I know I'm pushing my body. I know if I can do it in the cold. Now, I have my North Face gear, I ain't gonna lie. If I can do all of that in the cold up there, man, it'll be nothing for me to do it down here, y'all. But, y'all, I'm developing my skill. I'm developing when I do that. And so that also has a lot to do with embracing discomfort and taking risks, and also learning from failures. But y'all, how often are you developing your skills? Think about it. You got so much that you can do. I'm talking about things that you do effortlessly, things that you can do and you can feel 100% comfortable with doing and not even get paid a dime for it. What is that? What skills do you have? You have the skills. You do. And we fail to move into better because we don't hone in on our skills and don't give it time. Give yourself time. Give yourself time, y'all. And y'all, I strategically picked these things to put in this episode on confidence because I wanted to pick some of the hard stuff. Now, there's a lot of other tools that I'll definitely talk about on another episode you can do to cultivate your confidence, but I wanted to use the hard ones. I wanted to get the kind of challenge challenging ones, because it's so important that we push ourselves, but learning from our failures and setbacks, embracing discomfort and taking risks. And how often are you developing your skills? Developing my skills, y'all. I've been a barber for forever in a day, but it took time for me to develop being a barber. It's taken time for me to build the most successful coaching career that I could have. Y'all, it takes time. And the energy and the lessons are in the process, because things may not grow overnight. Most things don't grow overnight, because I'm convinced that you have to get the lesson that you need to get out of it in order for it to grow. Develop your skills. Develop it, people. I'm just trying to take my time and do this episode, y'all. I love what I do now, y'all. I'm really, really falling in love with being a podcaster. I'm falling in love with building community. Y'all, you just don't know how much it helps me when I see you guys in the streets, or I see you guys at stores or at the barbershop or anywhere, and you guys tell me how you're enjoying the podcast. You guys telling me how you enjoying the episode. Y'all, that means a lot to me. It means a lot to me. It lets me know that my work is not in vain. It lets me know that my courage is not in vain. It lets me know that I'm on the right track. So thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. And the last one of the four that I have, four things in cultivating your self-confidence, all of these things help us to move, to be in motion in confidence, because confidence is motion. It's the willingness to try. It's the movement of it all. That's what confidence is. The last piece is taking better care of your body. You're like, dang, Raymond, what? How am I being confident? That's confidence. That's cultivating your confidence. Taking better care of your body with exercise, eating better, getting the proper sleep, meditating, silencing the noise, y'all, that's so important. Drinking less alcohol, not going out as much. Y'all, those pieces are truly, truly, truly better ways to build your confidence. But taking care of your body, y'all. I got a saying now, y'all. The body achieves what the mind believes. Think about that. For real. The body achieves what the mind believes. So the body gonna do it if your mind believe it. If your mind tell your body to do it, it's gonna do it, y'all. And we don't stretch ourselves enough in mentally to push our bodies. How are you pushing your body? And, you know, I got to say this. I'm now a 42-year-old man, and my digestive tract has slowed down, and I'm learning and I'm seeing why when guys get older, they got like pot bellies. And if you don't be careful, you're going to be raising your belly up to look at yourself, if you know what I mean. But my digestive tract has slowed down. And so now I drink Metamucil. So now I drink that Metamucil is fiber, but I take fiber because I have to assist my body. And if I don't, y'all, my stomach going to be fatting them up. But I have to do these things to take care of my body. We got to take care of our body, y'all. And now I got to say this too. I ain't going to lie, y'all. I love cognac. I am a cognac connoisseur. I love cognac. I love cognac. But, y'all, I haven't had cognac now probably about over a month and a half, y'all. You know, if I have, and the last time I had it, I only had like a glass, y'all. But I consume less alcohol now because I want to take care of my body better, y'all. I want to take care of my body better. You know, I want to take care of my body. God rest the souls of my uncles and my dad, you know, but the men in my family has had like the most terrible experiences with alcohol. And I pray to God that I can continue to break that generational curse, break that cycle of being an alcoholic. You know, I want to break that cycle. I want to break that, y'all. It's so important, y'all. And because I stopped drinking like that, I get better sleep. I get better sleep, much better sleep, y'all. I sleep better. I don't wake up at 3:00 in the morning because I I've been drinking a lot. And y'all, this is real. I'm being real transparent with y'all because this is what's needed for us to be more confident and to cultivate our self-awareness, cultivate our confidence, y'all. And I also have a thing where I make sure I'm eating healthy at least 70% of my week, y'all. At least 70% of my week, y'all. All my meals ain't the best meals I like, but I don't eat. I don't live to eat. I eat to live, y'all. And it is so important that we take care of our body. So those are the things I do. But how are you going to take care of your body better? How are you going to take care of your body better? I think, and what I'm about to say is not bragging. I'm just thankful. And as long as I can have it this way, I'm going to have it this way. But I thank God that I'm not on any medicine right now. I was on an antidepressant about 2 years ago, but I'm not on it. I'm not on that anymore. But I thank God I'm not on any pills to have to level my cholesterol or anything like that. Y'all, I'm so thankful that I'm not, and I want to keep it that way, y'all. But we have to take care of our bodies. We have to, y'all. And I got to say this because I said that even if you have to take pills to survive, even if you have to take pills to regulate your levels, y'all, we got to make sure we're doing those things to take care of our body because that is one of the most key parts to me in cultivating my self-confidence. So, y'all, learning from my failures and setbacks, embracing discomfort and taking risk. How often am I developing my skills? And number four, take better care of your body, y'all. Those four pieces have been four key things that I've done to take care of my body better, to cultivate my self-confidence, y'all, because it's important, y'all. It's important, especially in this era of social media, especially in this era where we're looking on social media, especially on, you know, Instagram, TikTok. We're looking and we're seeing people, you know, look a certain way or be a certain way or being bold enough to say what they mean and being all the things. Y'all, we have to be confident and have to know that we can have the same confidence to do that, too. We can have the same confidence to move in spaces that we didn't think we could move in. Try. Take the risk and try. That's confidence. Take the risk and try. Because guess what? Somebody else going to try. And you're going to get mad because you're going to see them be successful in it. But just know that that may not have been their first time in trying. It may not be. Y'all, we got to try. I didn't really tell a lot of people. A few months ago, I sent in to try and do a TED Talk. And, of course, I didn't get picked to do it. And it's okay, but I'm not going to stop trying. I want to do a TED Talk. I'm going to do a TED Talk. Y'all, we got to keep trying. I'm not going to give up. Now, I could have easily said, oh, man, that stuff ain't for me, man. I could have said all the things, y'all, but I will not because I'm going to try again because I know I have a voice and I have something to say and I'm going to continue on this journey. Cultivate your self-confidence. Yes, family. That was the episode. Stand tall. We have to stand tall doing this. We have to stand tall believing in ourselves. We have to stand tall in our awareness to ourselves. We have to. And I will say this till I'm blue in the face. Y'all, we have given so much time to everybody else but ourselves. We have given so much time to others when we should really, really focus on making sure that our show up is better so we can show up better for the world. But, y'all, that was this episode. I hope you got something from it. If you like it, share it with a friend. If you like it, you know, share it with your brother, your sister, your best friend, but share it, y'all. And if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, subscribe to it, y'all. It's good content. I got a lot of good content coming up and a lot of episodes I'm working on. Honestly, you know, some episodes I'm working on, I'm almost going to have to do it in like a documentary form because I want to get a lot of lessons out. And I'll go ahead and tell y'all my church hurt episodes, y'all, they're going to be so special because we don't really get a lot of people giving people the space to be honest about how they feel without us always beating them down for not going to church. Or beating them down for not wanting to be a part of the institution anymore, y'all. But giving people space, y'all, and making sure that we hear people out, because the only way healing can happen if we talk, if we move, if we're confident enough to believe in ourselves to do better. But that was this episode, y'all. Stand tall. Stand tall. Cultivating your confidence. Cultivating your self-confidence. Thank you. The world needs to see it. Love your family. Peace.